be live or active in standby position.
The engine is approximately 5 minutes out, and there's smoke in the cockpit.
Roger. All agencies, this is Redley. Be advised that we're currently code 1.
Many years ago, I found myself in a UN peacekeeping mission, preparing for the arrival of a defense minister who was coming to visit a Canadian contingent upcountry on a remote base. Just before he flew in, to my consternation and the dismay of the officers working with me, the minister's staff informed us of concerns about using one of our Sea Kings. Evidently, he believed the infamous helicopters were safe enough for the troops, but not for him. When our VIP arrived, we escorted him to the replacement, a decrepit UN helicopter, a Russian Mi-8, with a Bulgarian crew who smelled of alcohol and smoked in the cockpit. We lurched and rattled through the air as the minister gripped his seat with white knuckles, hydraulic fluid dripping onto his suit from the gearbox above. I still vividly remember the look of anger and disdain on the faces of the officers escorting the minister. If we had augured into the jungle below, I think they would have gone down happy, knowing that this craven politician was going with us. The minister had good reason to worry. The Sea Kings have been in use since 1963, and of the 41 purchased by the Canadian forces, 14 have been destroyed in crashes, taking the lives of 8 aircrew and injuring many more. The phrase aging Sea King has been used by the media as far back as 1985, and should rightfully, at this point, be part of its official title. Finally, this week, after 30 years of dithering and incompetence, replacements have arrived. The government is so proud, 3 separate conservative politicians jostled for photo opportunities at the announcement. I suspect I'd recognize the look on the faces of those armed forces personnel who were watching Jason Kenney, Diane Findlay, and Peter McKay strut about with shameless self-satisfaction. It's difficult to say this with sufficient emphasis without shouting. Those politicians, this government, the senior officers, and the procurement bureaucrats in Ottawa deserve nothing but our contempt for the way they have managed Canada's military purchasing. The list of bungled projects has become so long and contains so many costly and disastrous failures, you are forced to wonder if foreign saboteurs infiltrated D&D years ago. Joint support ships, uniforms, midshore vessels, submarines, search and rescue aircraft, drones, armored tanks, trucks, strategic lift aircraft, Chinook, helicopters, their new headquarters, rifles. And of course, the biggest fiasco of them all, the F-35 fighter jet. Again and again, cost double and then triple. Deadlines are missed by years, and when the equipment finally arrives, it doesn't work. How does this happen? There have been dozens of studies, reports, and investigations, all pointing fingers in different directions. Some blame archaic and cumbersome bureaucratic processes. Others point to understaffing and burnout amongst officials. There have been arguments about conflict between the Treasury Board, Public Works, and D&D. In some cases, it appears to be bad luck. In others, simply incompetence. Political grandstanding has played a role, such as when former Prime Minister Jean Chrétien cynically canceled an earlier replacement of the Sea Kings. And of course, there are numerous examples of contracts being awarded not on merit, but in an opportunistic effort to generate votes. To be fair, there have also been timid efforts to fix the mess. Ministers have been shuffled, generals have been retired, new procurement strategies have been drafted, adopted, blamed, and discarded. But self-evidently, none of this has worked. David Pugliese, the relentless Ottawa Citizen journalist who has made a career covering the endless procurement failures of D&D, reported this week that the new Cyclone helicopters may be underpowered. And even if this latest problem is fixed, Canada will not take full delivery of the new helicopters for another 3 years. The decades-long national embarrassment of the Sea Kings is not over yet. It is obvious. It has been obvious for years. Incremental and piecemeal changes to Canada's utterly broken military procurement system don't work. We are long past the point of tinkering. Wholesale change is needed. The glacial and confused interdepartmental procurement process should be centralized within one organization, be it D&D, Public Works, or a new standalone agency. McKay, Findlay, Kenny, and every officer and official who presides over the current mess should be given new jobs, perhaps in some isolated Canadian base in Nunavut or Newfoundland. And every single one of them should be flown there in a Sea King.
This is Redley. I do have a visual on the Sea King. Smoke, no planes at this time.
From McLean's magazine.
No,
this is Scott Gilmore.
Be advised that the impact with four souls. Over. Red dispatch, red lead, ensure that you tell the ambulances en route. The red pack respond. Over.
Red 11 responding. Red dispatch, copy, code 3.
You take up starboard side, you take up port.